Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how your grain futures finished this Monday afternoon, and we'll talk to Justin Lewis with KIS Futures right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
With a faith born not of words, but of deeds.
Down through the years, the FFA creed has been learned by millions of young people putting on the blue and gold jacket for the first time, including a young man from North Central Oklahoma, wheat industry leader Keith Kissling.
Well, at Burlington, we were a small school, Class B school. If you weren't in FFA and sports, you just weren't in the mix. In FFA, I learned to make decisions.
Do you want to grow like that?
That I see back now was so important to me, especially the livestock judging contest that we went to where you had to make a decision in 12 minutes and explain why you made that decision.
You can grow like that.
I was proud to wear that jacket. Even back then, we had to zip it up all the way. And
these words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA.
Grow like that.
Justin, how did our grain markets do today?
We were sharply higher here in all three grain futures contracts today. Corn was up 40 cents in May at 684. July corn was up 40 at 659 and three quarters. And September was up 40 at 584 and three quarters. And then the December was only up 35 and a half at 559 and a half. Soybeans were up about 22 to 40 cents. The May was up 41 here at 1471 and three quarters. But the most important one most people are watching now is the November new crop. It was only up 19 at 1229 and a quarter. Then looking at wheat, Kansas City July was up 25 and a quarter at 775 and three quarters. And SEP was up 25 and Dece was up 25. And then Chicago was up about 24 across the board. So a really strong day here. The news was really based on a wetter forecast. They're getting a little bit of field work done today, but over the next week we're going to have more rain. And that really pushes that planting date back far enough to where it gets into that real critical production. You know, as you go farther out, each day you begin to cut a little bit of production. Anytime you get a rain event pushing it past, you know, May 10th, May 15th, now you're going to see corn go up. The other side of that is that as you begin to make new highs, there's the technical guys that come in, the guys that watch the charts. And corn futures went above the 50-day moving average today, and that just fueled the fire. And then just, you know, the speculator driving it up. Sometimes speculators are all it takes to get the market going higher when there may not be any real relevant news. Today on that crop progress report at 3 o'clock, they're going to come out and say, or they're estimated to say, 8 to 11% planted. So that's a pretty big cutback. Last year we were at a fast pace, but last year was 53% planted at this time. So really going slow there in the planting. We'll find out more about that this afternoon. And then this week we have the quality wheat tour. It goes to Tuesday through Thursday, and it's going to go through Kansas and tell us where they think the wheat crop is in terms of the freeze damage and quality. Reuters poll came out earlier today that said that they're looking for about 35 bushels per acre. Now, that's the fourth lowest in 10 years, if that's accurate. So it looks like there is going to be some damage, and I know here in southern Oklahoma they're already seeing the wheat damage here, and that's, you know, those guys are really expecting this wheat price to go up. But we'll see where we end up there. This morning's export report was a little bit bullish, but not just huge. Wheat came in at 30.8 million bushels. They were looking for 20 to 26, so that was the really bright spot here. Soybeans came in just under 9 billion bushels. They were looking for 4 to 9. And then corn exports came in at 11.6, and they were looking for 9 to 14. So overall, really the focus, as every year at this time, is the weather. And if it remains wet over the next week or 10 days, we'll probably see more up in the grain.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Taking one last look at our grains this afternoon, Kansas City May wheat up 24 and a quarter at 780 and three quarters. Chicago May wheat up 21 cents at 709 and three quarters. May corn on the Chicago board up 40 cents at 684. And May soybeans up 41 cents today at 1471 and three quarters. That's a look at how your markets closed on this Monday afternoon. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.